With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Fierce exchanges of fire continued right up to the moment the truce took effect. Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon have laid down their arms, at least for now. Supposed to be a two-month ceasefire, giving beleaguered civilians a chance to return to their homes to see what, if anything, is left of them.
The ceasefire brought relief across the Mediterranean nation, coming after days of some of the most intense airstrikes and clashes since the war began. Though many in the region wonder if the agreement to stop fighting would hold. Israel says it will attack if Hezbollah breaks the ceasefire agreement. The Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire marks the first major step toward ending the region-wide unrest triggered by Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. But it does not address the devastating war in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, another addition to the incoming Trump team, this time a member of the administration's healthcare team.
President-elect Trump has chosen Dr. Jay Bhattacharya to lead the National Institutes of Health. Bhattacharya is a physician and professor at Stanford University School of Medicine and is a critic of pandemic lockdowns and vaccine mandates. He promoted the idea of herd immunity during the pandemic, arguing that people at low risk should live normally while building up immunity to COVID-19. The NIH funds medical research through competitive grants to researchers at institutions throughout the nation. It also conducts its own research with thousands of scientists working at its labs in Maryland. I'm Hayam Jwani.
Kevin Hassett has been tapped by Mr. Trump to lead the National Economic Council. Hassett served as an advisor in the first Trump administration. The job of U.S. Trade Representative goes to Jamison Greer. Tom Homan, wasting no time preparing for his job as the administration's border czar. He's already visited the southern border, hosted by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. A visit yesterday. This is SRN News. Churches and homeless shelters prepare for Thanksgiving.
Congregations all across the U.S. and gospel rescue missions will be serving turkey and all the trimmings to families who can't afford it or have no place to call home. It's a big lift, but it's even bigger this year after months of inflation and general economic precarity. Pastors and shelter directors say they didn't get as much donations this year, either food or cash, and are having to dig deep to make sure that everybody gets fed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has rejected a request to block a San Jose State women's volleyball team member from playing in a conference tournament because the player is actually a man. The ruling by U.S. Magistrate Judge Cato Cruz will allow the man to continue competing in the Mountain West Conference Women's Championship in Las Vegas. A lawsuit was filed by nine current players against the Mountain West Conference, challenging the league's policy of allowing males to compete in women's sports. This is SRN News. He died while on a mission of mercy. The passengers on board his plane, several rescue dogs.
When Soo Kim took off last weekend with three dogs aboard a small plane, it was the latest of many volunteer flights. But Kim's flight Sunday from Maryland to New York ended up crashing in the snowy woods of the Catskill Mountains, killing the 49-year-old and one of the dogs, but two pups survived. One is a four-month Labrador mix named Whiskey. He was found huddled in the snow with two broken legs. The other dog is an 18-month-old Yorkshire Terrier mix called Pluto, who was found Monday with minor injuries. Both dogs are now recovering. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The government reports the U.S. economy grew at a solid 2.8% annual clip in the third quarter, consumer spending responsible for much of the growth. More details, SRNnews.com.